Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Wright. My question is this. My mom is 83 years old, and she tested positive by a breath test for SIBO, for the methane part only. And so she took paramycosidin, which is grapefruit seed extract.
Sure.
And she was supposed to do that for 1 month, but I kind of messed up, and so she did that for 2 months instead. And she was taking psyllium husks as well. So she had Citrobacter fruandi and Pseudomonas aeruginosa show up on a stool test. And then she also had Escherichia SPP show up high. So I'm not sure if the paramycosidin was supposed to treat all those things and the SIBO too, but I don't think that her problem is resolved because she's having too many bowel movements in a day.
Okay, well, ma'am, I think you said she was 84. Did you?
She's 83.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry, Mom. 83, close. Just 83. All right. Well, at age 83, our odds of having two functions working perfectly normally in our digestion are not as good as they could be even if we were 63. One of them was documented by Mayo Clinic, no less, on a study of 3,400 people published in 1932 by Dr. Van Zandt. And what she found is that by the time we all got to be 60, half of us didn't have enough acid made by the stomach to completely digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, we could partially digest it, but not completely. But here's the other thing that acid does that most of us know. Acid inhibits the growth of abnormal gut bacteria. And if we don't have enough acid coming down from our stomachs, those little fellows can just grow and have a good time. But if we have enough acid coming down from our stomachs, which is just the acid that's being used to digest the food, if the acid is there, why, if we have enough of that acid coming down from our stomachs, a lot of those bad guy gut bacteria just kind of die off. And that's how they got to live in there in the first place, is the person lost the ability to make as much acid in their tummy as they could when they were younger. Now, that's something that I'd very, very definitely suggest you consult with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about. Even though they have the stuff sitting on the shelf in the health food store, it's called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, and we can take it with meals. There's questions about, gee, how much should we take? And that varies from person to person according to how well they're digesting and absorbing. And the doctor can help you with that. And the second thing is, some people whose stomach linings have really, really deteriorated, if they try to take a little of that hydrochloric acid stuff with meals, ooh, it hurts! Even though you can prove by a test they need it. And what's going on is what happens, the same sort of thing that happens to ladies, unfortunately, after menopause, where prior to menopause, sex didn't hurt a bit, but after that, owie, it's that the estrogen is missing to keep those tissues strong. Well, same thing can happen in the stomach, and there it's not estrogen missing, but there are nutrients that most doctors who are skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine know about that can help to strengthen that stomach lining so that it can handle the hydrochloric acid. And I wish it would turn the hydrochloric acid back on. I don't know how to do that yet, but it can strengthen it so a person can handle the acid, and then the acid can digest lunch better and breakfast and dinner so we can stay stronger and healthier from our nutrients. And secondly, it can inhibit the growth of those bad guy bacteria that cause SIBO. Now, just incidentally, ma'am, that's also a cause of that facial problem called rosacea. I put it in the Green Medicine newsletter this month. And even back in the 1920s, they knew by people's pumping people's stomachs that they didn't have much acid. They gave them hydrochloric acid and the rosacea got better. But here in 2000 and something or other, 14, I think, why somebody found a certain antibiotic would clear up rosacea. Well, good grief, if they just kept the germ from growing in the first place with enough stomach acid, they wouldn't need that certain antibiotic, which, by the way, costs over $1,000 a month. Okay, now I know you got more to say, but I'm going gone past the break here. I have that habit of doing that. I'm sorry. So if you would, please, Carolyn, hang on. We'll do the break and then get back to you. Carolyn, you still with us?
Yes, Dr. Wright.
So I was rambling on there. It's your turn.
Well, my mom is taking a product called BioGest by Thorne and Thorne Research, and she's supposed to take one in the middle of each meal. Her naturopath at the Toma Clinic recommended this. And I'm wondering if maybe this could be too strong for her because it contains 450 milligrams of betaine hydrochloride, glutamic acid hydrochloride, 480 milligrams, pancreatin, 140 milligrams, oxbile concentrate, 80 milligrams, and pepsid, 70 milligrams. You think maybe it could be too strong? Maybe she's doing a little better and she needs something a little weaker?
No, ma'am. A professor from one of the California universities published in 1947 an article about how much acid it takes to fully digest a dinner. And he specified what the dinner was. It was 6 ounces of meat and a medium-sized baked potato and some green beans. And then there was, some bread and butter and a glass of milk. And I just hang on to your chair, ma'am. But when he had done liquefying that and dripping acid into it to find out how much it would take to bring it to fully digested, he found that it would take the equivalent of, hang on to your chair now, 32 capsules of that size to get the job done. Now, I had a little doubts about that glass of milk, so I asked a professional chemist friend of mine, because I'm not a professional chemist, to find out how many capsules the milk took by itself, and that was 16 of them. So anyway, ma'am, that's a drop in the bucket that she's using. And how do we know if each individual is using enough hydrochloric acid pepsin? Well, what we do is follow along with a very simple test. It's called a hair mineral analysis. You don't even need blood there. You just clip some hair. It gets checked for all the normal minerals. It gets checked for toxic minerals, too, but I don't use that for testing toxic metals. For that, we need to do chelation. Anyway, getting back to the normal metals, and you can see if the calcium and the magnesium and the zinc and the chromium and all those other normal minerals, manganese, copper, vanadium, chromium, you can see if they're going upward or they're going downward. And if they're not at least holding into the normal and maybe climbing up a little, that hydrochloric acid is not enough to do the job. And what you'll see instead is they just go down from one test to the next. Now, what we can do if it bothers a person's stomach lining is there's a list of things a person can take for 6 to 8 weeks, and they don't have to take it for the rest of their life, just 6 to 8 weeks, that builds the strength of the stomach lining so it can handle adequate hydrochloric acid pepsin. But since you got this from a physician, I think you should check with that physician about determining with the use of the hair mineral analysis whether that's enough for mom, because I really, really doubt it. And the point there is, of course, getting the nutrients in so she'll live healthier longer. But the second point, of course, is inhibiting the bad guy bacteria. And inhibiting them usually takes a lot more than that, ma'am.
Okay, so her main concern at this moment,
yes, ma'am,
is she's having too many bowel movements in a day.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you, turned in the urine test this week, so I'm sure we'll be getting back with our naturopath to see what he has to recommend. But is there anything she can do, given what I've told you with her too many bowel movements?
You probably have given her some probiotics, too. I didn't hear about that, but let's verify. Did you give her a bunch of probiotics?
Yes, he recommended VSL number 3, so she takes one of those at night.
Okay, well, just for now, I'd up it to 2, because she did take something that kills off bacteria, and we want to put enough good guys back in again, and she wouldn't necessarily need to take 2 for the rest of her life, but I'd do it for at least a week or two. And that can help some. Now, other things, you've heard, of course, of the good old psyllium seed they have down at the natural food stores, and I'm sure the Toma Dispensary and online and everywhere else. And what that does is it helps to solidify stuff. Now, it doesn't particularly have a lot of nutritional advantages for the body, but it helps to solidify stuff in the bowel, and it frequently will slow down a loose bowel thing that's been caused by killing germs.
Okay. Yeah, so she has that psyllium.
Yay. You guys are prepared. Nice.
So how much psyllium husk do you think, like a tablespoon or what?
Well, I'd start with maybe a couple teaspoons, and then if that doesn't help quite enough, go to a tablespoon. That is quite a bit of volume. But even so, it's not going to hurt anything, and it just goes on through the bowel, doesn't much get into the system, nothing like that.
And on the VSL number 3, do you think both of those pills should be taken at the same time, or you think you need to take one in the morning and one at night, or it doesn't really matter?
Well, you're quite wise, ma'am. It is best to separate them, not because they're going to hurt anything, but because that way it gives an additional time period in which they can get themselves established during the day.
Okay. And then some people say, oh, you need to take probiotics with food. And then other people say, no, you need to take probiotics on an empty stomach. Do you think that matters?
Probiotics usually have what are called Lactobacillus acidophilus. And acidophilus is just Greek or Latin. And you know why so many doctors and lawyers have to use Greek or Latin, don't you, ma'am?
To make themselves look intelligent? I don't know.
Well, that's number one. And number two, because you can charge more if you can't. Nobody can understand you. You know that. So anyway, my mechanic can charge a lot more. I can't understand a thing he says. So anyway, acidophilus means acid-loving. So it can be taken when there's supposed to be acid in the stomach. Those little guys love acid.
So that would mean with food, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, those are my questions, and I appreciate your answers.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling.